Last week, principle of joy. So this is service of joyful sound 2.0. So, and that is how we'll be numbering it till the end of this month. And I want to assure you, at the end of it all, you will count your blessings. Can you say a louder amen? I've discovered something, and I want to, before I go into my message, I want to celebrate everyone that is here for the first time. So glad to see you. Sister Odunayo, so glad to see you. Yeah, you were surprised I mentioned your name from the pulpit. Yeah, God bless you real good. In Jesus' name, you are welcome. She happened to be one of our radio audience. So God be the glory. We've been talking for some time now, and thank you for coming. I know your coming today will be a great blessing to you and even to us too, because that is the way God ordained it, in the mighty name of Jesus. So can you please turn to your left, to your right, front, back, and welcome your neighbor. So you are welcome to Joyful Sound Service. I assure you, in the name of Jesus, you will go back home blessed. No, make sure you talk to somebody. Make sure you greet somebody. No, make sure you greet somebody. Come on. Turn to somebody, front, back, left, right. Talk to somebody. Tell them you are welcome to service of Joyful Sound. And I assure you, in the name of Jesus, you will go back home with your joy. Blessed. Hallelujah. Now, this is one thing I've discovered. That why we dress, we don't just dress. Something determines our dressing. And I've always discovered that it is the spirit a man carries at the moment that determines what you wear. Oh, by the way, what happened to your Agbada now? Oga, go and put it on, my friend. Go and put it on. Come on, I'm waiting for you. If you don't put it on, I won't start preaching. Praise God. So we pray that we should have AC in our church so that with your Agbada, you won't feel it. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So let him wear the Agbada so that my anointing can flow to bless you. Glory to Jesus. Awesome. So it is the spirit of a man that dresses him up. Oh, thank you. I think, am I seeing you for the first time, sir? Are we seeing for the first time? Yeah, I think I've been trying to look at the face. The Lord bless you. Ashik, God bless you. Thank you for coming, sir. In the name of Jesus, please have your seat. And you're actually looking good. Glory to Jesus. All right, that's awesome. I think all men in the house, we are looking so good. Awesome. Now, this is it. Whatever you put on is an expression of the spirit you carry. So it is the spirit of a man that dresses him up. I'm going somewhere. The spirit of a man dress up his body. The spirit of a man, how you feel, the self-worth, what you think of yourself. You see, that is why it is during festive period you see people put on new clothes, because everybody can attach a form of gladness, joy, happiness to the festive period. Christmas, Easter, New Year, and so on. That's why you even found out that even people who have not eaten chicken from January to December, they will ensure that time by fire, by thunder, glory to Jesus, they kill chicken. An expression of joy. But you see, you don't have to wait till December. You don't have to wait till when it is your birthday. In fact, some people, devil allowed to rob them, that even during the time they're supposed to give thanks to God for another year in their life, They say, "Kilo dunno me. Kini o dunno e." Is devil stealing your joy? Is devil robbing you? And instead of you on such a day to go before the Lord and say, "Father, I'm grateful for my life. Although I may not be where I wanted to be, but I want to thank you for where I am today." Now, I would like you to know that the Spirit of God in us is a spirit of joy. Now, I want to bring to us the life of Joseph. We want to learn from his life as quick as possible, so that we can still have time to worship the Lord, to praise him, to dance, and to celebrate. And I also like to tell you that at the end of this service, there is a food pack for everybody. Praise God. You know what we are doing? An expression of joy. An expression of joy. Let me first show you what happened in Nehemiah chapter 8. If you can do this, all you have lost shall be restored to you. Look at Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. "Then he said unto them, go your way." Are you there? "Eat the fat," not the tiny, but the fat. Praise God. "Drink the sweet," but don't drink Coca-Cola. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your heart. Are you listening to me? "And send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto God. Neither be sorry for your life or for yourself or for your situation. For the joy of the Lord is your what? Is your strength." So where there is joy, there is festivity, there is celebration, there is eating, there is drinking. Are you following me? So even after you leave church today, go and express joy. I found out that when people say they don't have appetite, it is because the spirit is dry. I mean, once the spirit of a man is dry, you can't have appetite. You lose your strength for whatever you want to do. Your strength is... And I tell you, once joy is lost, strength is drained. Even if you have all of beautiful clothes in your wardrobe, you will have no reason to wear them. Can I pray for everyone here who have lost his or her joy? I declare all of joy begin to drop on you now. If you have lost, you have lost joy for existence, I declare restoration of your joy. You have lost joy for your marriage, I declare restoration of your joy. You have lost joy over your children, I declare restoration of your joy. You have lost joy over your business, I declare restoration of joy. You have lost joy concerning your health, I declare restoration of your joy. In whatever you have lost your joy, I declare restoration of your joy. In the name of Jesus. So from the life of Joseph, let me share with you the importance of appearance of joy. Appearance of joy. Don't forget, my topic is principle of joy. But I want to quickly narrow down to appearance of joy. You see, the way you appear says a lot about the spirit that you carry. The way you appear. Somebody can appear so simple, yet carry the spirit of joy. Somebody can appear so expensive, yet it carries spirit of sorrow. So it is joy within that determines the appearance without. It's not your makeup. It's Joy's makeup. Are you following me? It is Joy's makeup. It's not your makeup. Joy within determines your appearance without. Joyful appearance as a way of attracting God's blessings to you and His promises. Joyful appearance. It attracts whatever it is God has promised you. It brings it to you. So let's look at the life of Joseph. One of the things that differentiates Joseph among many other things between himself and his brothers are once they stand like this, all of them stand like this. Before they can say this is Joseph or this is something always distinguishes him. That is his coat of many colors. You remember his father gave him. And the father gave him as an expression of his love towards him. And the father go to that length to get him that coat of many colors to say that I love you. You are a source of joy to me. There is a joy that flows from me to you. Take this, even though it's expensive. Take it. And that's the first point I am sharing with you today. The coat of many colors of Joseph is an expression of his father's love and joy towards him. Genesis 37, verse 3. The Bible says his father gave him coat of many colors. And this is the same way God loved us. He gave us Jesus. And we have the Spirit of God today, which is the Spirit of joy. So all of this is an expression of the love of God towards us. So what God gave to us by His Spirit, among them is the Spirit of joy. Galatians 5:22. These are the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy. It's the number two mention. But you will see there that it is fruit of the Spirit, not fruits. So once you have the Spirit of God, all of these should express in your life, including joy and love and faith and meekness and temperance. But something happened to the coat of many colors of Joseph. That cloth attracted hatred, envy, and attack of his brothers. Are you following me? That's the number two point. Number three point, I will explain. After that coat of many colors attracted hatred from his brothers, you see, by the time they were attacking, they didn't attack his head, they didn't attack his eyes, they didn't attack his leg. It was so surprised that what the first attack was the coat of many colors. And I told you, this cloth or coat of many colors signified the joy that the father gave to him. That was the first thing the brothers removed. And immediately the coat was removed. Where did they put him? In the pit. So whenever joy is removed from you, you find yourself in the pit. Whenever you lose your joy, you may not understand it. Is it? There are so many names given to it by psychologists. Mood switch. And then you will be blowing grammar. I had mood switch. No, you don't have mood switch. you have your joy stolen. And whenever that happened, a man find himself in the pit. The next time it happened in the life of Joseph was in the house of Potiphar. Is it not a surprise again that when Potiphar's wife wanted to expose Joseph, it is the same cloth, his garment, that he removed. And Joseph became naked. And this second time that his cloth was removed again, that his joy was removed again, he found himself in the prison. So whenever a man loses his joy, you find yourself in the pit, you find yourself in a prison. Psychologically, they may call it depression. There may be strange ailments that medically cannot be explained. You will just know something strange has happened. You can't explain it. Check it. Maybe you have lost your joy. So number one, I've told you, what this cross signify? What does it signify, please? Joy. Then it attracts envy. So what? The same thing devil came to do in the Garden of Eden, when he found out, how can God honor such a man like this? And then what he did was to lie to man, and then he received what has been given to man. Just like what he was telling Jesus, it has been given me. He stole it. He stole all the mandates, all the dominion, all the glory. So listen. Whatever you have, you may think you don't have anything, but you see, enemy knows that you have something. You think you don't have anything, but what you have that you don't appreciate, even enemy want to get it at all costs. May you not lose what God has given to you. I say, may you not lose what God has given to you. And among several things you have that the devil wanted, of all, your joy, the devil want to get it. Are you following me? So look at this. The next thing that will happen, with the coat of many colors of Joseph, is this. After all the attacks, after years in the prison, then a time came. The king sent for him. And at that moment, the Bible says he changed his garment. It is another season in his life. I'm telling somebody, by the understanding of what God is doing with us, somebody, God is giving you another season. Another season. And this time around, one of the things you have to do is to change your garments. And don't forget, this garment we are talking about has to do with your appearance. which has to do with your joy. It is the spirit inside of you that determines your appearance. So in Genesis 41:14, before he appeared before the king, he changed his garment. He didn't come with a sorrowful garment, the garment of the pit and the garment of the prison. And I will show you indeed that he changed his garment. We are not just talking about the physical garment now. I hope you understand. Because it is your spirit. When you allow the spirit of God inside of you to align with your spirit aligning with the Holy Spirit, it dresses you up right in the perfect will of God for you. Look at this. Look at this. Genesis 41. Genesis 41. Genesis, of course, in verse 14, he changed his garment, right? Let's see verse 14 first before we go to 38. Genesis 41, 14. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his garment and came in unto Pharaoh. Then the conversation started. But look at verse 38. Look at what happened after the end of the conversation. Verse 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? You see, one of the things I believe Pharaoh was trying to say is that, no, this man cannot be from the prison. A prisoner cannot enjoy a depth of revelation like this. Flow from one who carried the Spirit of God. I mean, as a prisoner, you should be a sadist. You should be so sorrowful that you should have lost your own memory. But come, you flow so much in revelation. After the whole revelation, you can even give counsel to the king, an economic counsel that is so profound. Now, after the whole revelation, king, can you just get a man in the economy and manage all our excesses so that we can avoid, being prosperity even in the time of famine. That's supposed to be a time of famine. So the king said, this must have been an expression of the Spirit of God. So if he says, and this is a man in whom there is the Spirit of God, he can see the flow of joy in Joseph. Has it ever happened to you that when you are unhappy, even things you have strength to do, you are not able to do it? You will lose interest. You can do it, not because you can't do it, but you are not just happy. Whether at work, at home, you're not just happy. So when joy is lost, strength is lost. Please write it down. Whenever you lose your joy, you lose your strength. And this is it. Once you lose your strength, you lose your influence. Except there is joy of God in Joseph, he could have lost that new season that God has brought him to. And listen, that was actually the time he has been waiting for in his life.
Can I pray for somebody here?
What you have been waiting for, the time, the season, the glory, the harvest you've been waiting for, may you not lose it to sorrow. You see, with joy, we draw water from the well of salvation. With joy, we draw water. Hello? Hello? Call him for me. Sit down. Sit down. And put the phone off or in flight mode. You know how many times you've gone out? Glory to Jesus. Everyone here, in the name of Jesus, your cloth or coat of many color that has been stolen from you is being restored now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So Pharaoh can see in Joseph the Spirit of God. The appearance, he can see a man who appear with the Spirit of God. Even though this is not, this is an unbeliever king. How come an unbeliever king can see a man in whom is the Spirit of God? You see, today, believer complain about everything everybody complain about. Nigeria will die. Everybody is complaining about it. Now you have prayed, you have fasted, you have believed God for miracle, right? And then you come out, you express negativity. And the Bible says, as a man speaketh, talk to me. So easy. No matter how much you pray blessing, if you speak curse, you see, let's go to mathematics. What is that curse then? Plus times minus. Am I correct? Eh? I've even forgotten what I'm trying to say, but I'm trying to remember a particular mathematical expression. Is it number line now? Okay, so that you say plus times minus. Am I correct? What will it give you? So I'm correct, it will give you minus. So when you pray and God has given you positive answer, and then you come out to express negative, so what will you get? Negative. But you are thinking all you are trying to do is Nigeria or that, Nigeria or that. You know, most times we try to do this so that you can feel among us. Thank God, it's a lie. Stop deceiving yourself. Have you noticed that after you have joined people or people join you and then they will talk, then later you just find out that the person you just talked to a few days ago has traveled out. Do you understand? And then you are like, but she was a poor low one. You believe his situation. No, don't try to believe people's situation and circumstances. Believe your own. Believe your own. And when I say believe your own, you better believe what God says concerning you. What the word says concerning you, not what you are saying. Amen. Let me show you something as I close gradually. Mark 11:24. Concerning our prayer, why we pray. This season, you won't lose your harvest. Now look at, this is Jesus speaking. He said, therefore, I say unto you, this is Mark 11:24. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, whatever you desire, what you have to do is you pray. Say to me, whatever I desire, the way to get it is, Jesus said, number one, pray. I should pray about it. Write it down. But somebody say, I've been praying. The same problem, the same request. 10 years ago, me, till Rigba. I will show you where the problem is. Are you still with me? after you have prayed, the next thing is believe that you have received them. I'm still praying. But after you have prayed, you believe. You believe that you have received, even when you have not received. So the Bible says you believe. So believe is an expression of your faith. Are you getting me? Which is a fruit of the Spirit. And among the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy. So when you express your faith, alongside it, you are expressing your joy. That even though I have not received it, Father, thank you that I've received that which I asked for. Believe you have received. Even though physically you have not seen it. Are you with me? But believe. I didn't say so. Scripture says so. This is how to receive. Look at me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I desire a miracle open door to hero. Thank you, Father, because I know the heart belongs to you and the fullness thereof, the word and they that are hearing. Thank you, you have answered my prayer, for it is done. In Jesus' name. Amen. What happened to my answer? Talk to me. What happened? I should believe that I've received Abby. Then even as I go for the visa application, and I am denied. Should I still believe that I've received it? Hello? Should I still believe? Did you get it now? Even though I am denied the visa now, but I should believe. God promised you are going to carry your baby, and now you carry miscarriage. Should you still believe you are a joyful father and mother of children? Yes. Go ahead and name your children. Live your life joyfully. Don't lose your joy, because that's your strength for conception. Everything is created twice. So with joy, you create your harvest. You believe it is done. No shaking. Joy is not a function of circumstances. It's a function of the Spirit of God inside of you. A function of the Spirit that you carry. A function of the functioning of the Spirit of God inside of you. And the Bible says, when you believe you have received them, it says, you shall have them. So where many of us, we are scattering our prayer, is in between believing. You have prayed actually. But where the problem is believing, and when you have them. You really pray, you really fasted. But when you didn't see the physical answer, you think God has forgotten you. Even when they sent words to Jesus, the one you love is sick, come and pray for him. Jesus was at the same place he was. He didn't go anywhere until Lazarus died. Even when Lazarus died, he knew. He told the disciples, our friend is dead. He's sleeping. He said, well, if he's sleeping, let's go and wake him. No, I'm telling you, he's now dead. He said, at the same place. Now the two sisters of Lazarus, they've given up. They've lost hope. He's gone. So when Jesus appeared, oh boy, if you have been here, you came late. Can I tell you somebody? God never come late. He never come late. So maintain your joy. Let me close. Why appearance of joy? Number one, because worship is a call to joy. In the joy of his presence. Because worship is a call to joy in the joy of his presence. Psalm 16:11, Luke 2:10-20, Matthew chapter 2:1-2. So when you go to his presence, that is where you find fullness of joy. And there is worship. So if you say you are coming to worship, you are only coming to join the joy of his presence. Number two, why appearance of joy? Because you are appearing before the King and the King of Kings. And kings have a nature or culture of celebration. You will never understand. Even the kings around us, the earthly kings. You see, one thing about royalty, of royalty is celebration. For example, in Yoruba culture, you see, you always hear the drum. I mean, there is no party, just on a normal day, you always hear the drum. You always hear one joy or the other. The king will always appear as if he's going somewhere. This is part of royalty. So, as you serve God and you carry the spirit of God, you must carry the spirit of worship. You must carry the spirit of celebration. You must carry the spirit of rejoicing. Amen. Give to those who they have. It's part of it. Nehemiah 8:10. The wise men, when they came to worship Jesus, it's only that they understood they are coming to worship. That is why they can come from a far land. And I tell you, wise men will worship. Wise men can go far in their worship. So you see Solomon, he wore over thousands. 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 There's something I understand this realm the Lord is bringing us to. So something happened last week after we left church. And I didn't know that on a normal day, daddy wouldn't, he wouldn't just buy things and do this the way he's doing. And one of them said, we don't know why daddy is doing this. I have explained myself that, well, we are talking about the spirit of joy. They couldn't believe where I took them to, you know, and then they were playing and then they were enjoying themselves. So I'm sure that within themselves, they can't explain what's happening today. I hope really la mama li lolo jojumo. Are you with me? No, I'm not throwing money. I don't throw money. The same thing happened to me when the school were about to close for term, you know, last Thursday. Again, the spirit came. I threw a party for all the children. Buy them something. Look at this stuff. Buy them something. Even though the money I used to buy them something, I just paid it a few days ago. Praise God. You see, worshippers can go any lengths to offer their sacrifice. And one thing about sacrifice is you are giving your little for the much you need. That's one thing about sacrifice. Your little you have, you are releasing it for the much that you need. Number three, why appearance of joy? Let me close us. It positions you for blessing. I mean, as a blessing. It positions you as a blessing. So in Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, the wise men opened their treasure after they worshiped Jesus. They gave their gift to him. So their worship positioned them as a blessing. Can you imagine men blessing God? Wow. Finally, appearance of joy positions you for God's blessing and fulfillment of his promises. Your long time God's plan, promises you've been waiting for, you are trusting God for. Now you carry the spirit of joy. You see, people can look at your life and say, there is the spirit of God inside of him. This is the one we've been looking for. You see, humanly speaking, Joseph does not qualify for that position. Do you understand? Who will put a prisoner in a position with government of the day? No. As an Hebrew, he's an abomination to the Egyptians. By all standards, he's not qualified. But by Joy's standard, he qualified. By Joy's standard, he qualified. Listen, do you know that there are works, there are jobs today that beyond all your academic qualification? For example, if it is marketing job or contact with people, customer relation now. You see, beyond all your qualifications, there are other certain things they are looking for that you don't go to school to learn. For example, smiling, your ability to communicate. Even when you go to school and you read mass communication, your knowledge of mass communication does not make you a good communicator. Take that, I'm telling you. These are things you have to learn and develop yourself. It's something that has to come with personal development. So as I close, what are we saying? The joy of the Lord is your best teacher at this season. It's your best teacher. It's your best teacher. As you engage it, it will teach you what to do. The joy of the Lord is your teacher, your best teacher. Engage the Spirit of God, and the joy of the Lord will teach you what to do. Can we rise to our feet? Can we rise? So you take back your coat of many colors. Did somebody get that? Take back your coat of many colors. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Raise your hands, raise your voice, and give God praise this morning. This evening. Exalt the Lord.